Blog Talk Radio.
Courtesy of Heaven, Angel Song. I'm in the studio by my lonesome again, but giving glory to God, amen, because he's what? He's amazing. I'm just so happy that I can be a part of this great, great movement of God here in the earth, this great movement here in Michigan, this great movement in Chicago, this great movement in Virginia, this great movement in the Bahamas, this great movement in Ghana, PSMINTL. Yes, that's PSM, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International. So glad to be a part of it. If you're glad to be a part of it today, say hallelujah. Glory to God. We already got callers on. We already got listeners on the air via the internet and the web. So we just want to thank God for all of you. This will be a 1-hour show today. Angel has some things to do again. You know, that two-hour thing, that's Daddy. He got that down pack. He's such a professional. But, no, I do have to go teach this afternoon at 2 p.m., so I have to travel to get there. So let's get on with the show. Amen. God is amazing. We're going to start off with prayer, and then we're going to go into prayer requests and things of that nature. Then we're going to start up a conversation about the attitude and how you check your attitude. Do you check your attitude? And why we need to continuously check it. It's almost the antidote. I'll save that for later. But we need to continuously check that thing. I'm so glad to see the callers that are already online. And I'm going to go forth in prayer right now just for the show overall and everybody that will be on it. Father, we lift you up and we thank you right now. We give you glory, praise, and honor for all that you've already done for us, all that you've already set forth for us. Now put us in a place, in a position, Holy Spirit, that we can receive from the Father and not go before him, but be with him in what he is doing right now and has planned for this show, Lord Jesus. We pray, Holy Spirit, that we are kept in our states of contentment with you and where you have us and what you have planned for us, and that we have open ears and open hearts, open minds, Father, to receive all that is about to go forth, Father God. And we know the miraculous. We know the praise reports. We know your blessings, and all of that is in store for us today. We thank you for this beautiful day all around the world, whether it's raining, whether the sun is shining. It's beautiful because it's your day that you have made and created us for. And we take awe in not only being your creation, your creatures, but your children. We love you, Father. We give you glory. In Jesus, your son's matchless name. Amen. Somebody give him glory. Hallelujah. He's amazing. That's my friend Shana Wilson singing. Amazing. We're going to have to update the music. For some reason, it's not letting me put any on. So I'm going to have to spend some time talking to Blog Talk and maybe cleaning out some of the music we already have somehow, deleting some of the things that we have on here to update. You know, sometimes you got to delete to freshen up. Amen. Freshness is in the air. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, callers, I need some participation today, so if I can undo your mics for mute and make your mics hot, just press 1 if you feel jumpy, if you feel froggy, and you want to get in on the conversation and everything, just press 1, callers, just press 1. Again, this is Angel on the air with you guys live today. Don't hang up. Don't go away. We had an awesome time yesterday. Just because Prophet is not here does not mean that the Spirit of the Lord that is upon this ministry and this show is not with us. But the Prophet will not be with us today. For those who don't know, he is resting and taking care of his body and his spirit as the Lord has directed him to do. So he's being an obedient servant yet in feel as he is resting. And I am 100% sure he is doing just that. it may not be a comfortable situation for him, but it is a situation of obedience. And we just need to continue to pray for him and be there for him and lifting him up. Hallelujah. Okay, everybody. So let's get into this thing. We've already prayed. If you have prayer requests, testimonies, things of that nature, press one on your phone. And if you want to get in on the conversation, press 1. I guess I'll start it off with the attitude. It's something the Lord has been leading me in to kind of lead some of the young women at my church, lead some of the young women at another ministry that I lead worship for and stuff in. Is sometimes it's all about the attitude that you do stuff in that that results in the outcome of the situation that you're going in and going through. And it's so simple. yet it's not the easiest job in the world to just get rid of an attitude. You can get rid of it for 5 minutes and then it creeps right back up on you. But what I'm learning is that attitude, that thing, is just manifestation of the spirit in the natural. Sometimes we talk about that a lot, the spiritual taking a natural manifestation in our blessings and in our homes and in our cars that we get, and what is going on in the spirit is manifesting in the natural. Yes, and half the time it's in our attitudes, it's how we are reacting to situations, it's how we're taking them on, it's how we're responding to people, treating people, talking to people. It all comes out in our attitude. I think I ministered Sunday and told them it's even in our silence. It's just in our demeanor. Our attitude is in our demeanor. It's in our aura. You can just feel it. Like, what is wrong with her? What is wrong with them? What is wrong with their attitude? It's not a good attitude. So I know that particularly around the world, if there was a poll taken, I know that almost like 60-70% of the people on planet Earth pinpoint the Christians with the worst attitudes. And usually it comes from like waitresses and servers, people who you would normally be polite to. But for some reason, it's like when we sit down and somebody's serving us, we get this high and mighty, haughty type spirit, and it just goes in the wrong direction. Or if we're mad at somebody else, or we just got off the phone with somebody and we pull up to a speaker to order something, we take it out on that person. And then it's a stereotype, it's a statistic that is laid on the church, and it's a horrible shame. So anybody got any comments, questions, statements they want to make? Just press one so I won't be alone in this thing. I told my friend today on the phone, I told her today, I said, you got to pray without ceasing. If you're praying without ceasing, your attitude is always in check. If you're meditating on that word and you're meditating on the thing, even if you're at work and, you know, you take 5 or 6 minutes out just to pray or to think on that word that you meditated on this morning, it's going to help keep your attitude in check. The second thing is that we have to acknowledge the fact that there is sin attached to that attitude. There is sin attached to that attitude, people. There is sin attached to that attitude, and sin must be repented from. Amen. If you agree, press one. I don't know. We got callers on the phone, but I'm not getting anybody to participate with me right now. I'm going to refresh the screen of the studio right now to see if anybody's wanting to partake. But yes, it's sin attached, and that sin needs to be repented of, not just, oh, Lord, forgive me for the way I'm acting. No, it's sin attached. It's something going on in a much deeper place called the heart and the mind and the soul, which is commanded to be submitted to God. So the scripture says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. And it says that for a reason. If we really did that and we acknowledge that on a daily basis, there's no way we could get off track. Amen? There is no way. Yes, there are situations. We all have our weaknesses. But we should not be the ones walking around with a Mama D attitude, if y'all know who Mama D is, attitude every day of the week. There's no way, okay, people of God? We got to get this thing in check so that we can do the kingdom of God some justice here on earth, okay? We got to be the light and the salt. We can't be a mixture of salt and pepper and darkness and light. We can't do that. We got to be on one accord with the word of God, with the spirit of God. And that is love. That is joy. That is peace. So we got to indulge in it. I'm not innocent. I'm not finger pointing at nobody but myself. When I ministered this sermon Sunday, I talked about me and my issues and what I was going through and how the Lord spoke to me about my attitude. And it just changed so much in me. It not only changes stuff in me now that I'm going, you know, been doing this cleansing of the attitude and the spirit and watching my mouth and watching how I let certain spirits of defilement attach to me so quickly and so easily. I'm watching the change in my own home with just me and my husband. I don't have children. I'm watching the change in the reaction of my nieces and my nephews when I'm with them and when they're around and how I treat them and how they respond to each other even. I'm able to be wiser in the way that I choose to talk to them and teach them and direct them. Not that I was overboard and going crazy, like, you know, cussing children out and stuff like that. I don't do that. Angel, don't go there. Angel is very astute and polite and loving. But there are times when we all have situations and things that occur and we're just not ourselves. And sometimes it takes a young person, a child or something, to be like, Auntie, what's wrong? Or, you're not yourself. Are you sick? What's wrong? You have to just have a reality check. And what is the reality? The reality is truth, what's real. And the truth, the Lord says, will make you free. I don't want no partners in this today. Nobody is out there helping me. Press 1 if you want to make a comment or respond on this. I don't want to be wrong in any area, so you guys got to let me know if I'm slipping or if I'm on the right track, if I'm there with the Lord, amen, and hearing him correctly, amen, or if you just got some confirmation yourself on how to dictate your life and your footsteps and the things you're doing every day, amen. There's a place, there's a time and a place in all of our lives that we have to just relinquish everything to God. We have to relinquish ourselves. We have to relinquish our time. We have to relinquish our hearts and our minds to the Lord. Amen. Back to the attitude. When it becomes a place of disobedience, a place of sin, that thing is that we're identifying is 9 times out of 10 worry. Worry, which causes and which lets us know it's a red flag for we don't have enough faith. We're not really trusting God in this, are we? We're trying to manipulate our own way through this thing. We're not living in faith. We're not trusting. We're not communing and communicating with the Father, which means we're not acknowledging him in all of our ways. We're giving our attitude over to self. We're giving our disposition, our heart, over to self. We're giving our ears over to self. So how are we hearing anything? How are we assessing anything? How are we solving our problems and our issues in the right state of mind and by the heart and the word of God? And we have this blatant attitude, this blatant disposition that is telling us we're not on the right track, we're not doing the right thing. And sometimes that's one of the hardest things in the world for us to just admit to and commit to, that we have an issue. We have an issue. I'm going to go to a song right now. And if anybody, you can still press 1. If you have anything you want to say, anything you want to talk about, you can change up the situation, the topic a little bit. If it's something on your heart, amen, just give it. It only takes a pressing of the button, amen. I'm going through all these Christmas songs. That's not going to work. Silent Night and all of that, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, listen, show us your glory from the Full Gospel Fellowship. Hallelujah. Show us your glory, Lord. I actually never heard that one before. So I thank Daddy for downloading that one. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I know we have some callers on the air. I want to give this scripture, Proverbs 4 and 23. Guard your heart with all diligence, for it determines the course of your life. Guard your heart. Guard your heart, people. I know we have some callers on. I'm going to go ahead and see if any of them have anything to say or share today. Again, this is only an hour show, so we have about 45 more minutes of this show. I'm sorry, 45 more minutes of this show. So I want to get you guys plugged in and in so that we can see what the Lord is saying today. Amen. I have a caller on 313-285. Your mic is hot. Hello.
Praise the Lord, Angel. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Bertha.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I am blessed. I was just listening. I was just enjoying your teaching on the attitude and the heart. And as the Proverbs said, guard your heart. And the Lord wants us to guard our heart because our heart is what we carry our emotions. We react from the emotions of the heart, feelings of love and joy and bitterness and anger. All of these are emotions that are released from the heart. So in life, spiritually or naturally, as you stated before, we must walk in the right attitude because our attitude can be one of righteousness, Or it can be on the flip side, one of an arrogant, haughty spirit, a spirit of pride, of jealousy, envy, or malice. And going through the process to get to the promises that God has for us, or to be elevated spiritually, we must have the right attitude. We must walk with an attitude of gratefulness, appreciation, thankfulness, and love to the Father for all that he's doing and is going to do for us. Because when you stop and you look back over your life and where God has brought you from and to where you are now, and then you look at someone else who's in worse shape than you are, you can't help but to be grateful to God because that could be you. That's why I love that song so much, that Walter Hawkins song, "Thank You, Lord, for All You've Done for Me," because it could have been me outdoors. With no place to go, no food to eat, no shoes. You know, that could have been me. But by the grace of God, he has kept me with a roof over my head and clothes on my back. I want for or lack nothing that I need. I might not have everything I want, but he didn't tell me he would give me everything I want. He told me he would supply my needs. So in that, I take it to heart that I am just grateful every morning that I get up for a brand new day, brand new mercies. And I look forward to what that day is going to bring, because Jeremiah 29:11 says that only God knows the thoughts and the plans that he has for us. And they are plans and thoughts of good and not evil. So if God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. I hold fast to it. I stand on his word. You know, and it's a good topic for today as believers for us to know that in order to receive anything from God, we must have the right attitude to receive it. Sometimes our attitude stops us and blocks the blessings that God has for us because he knows we're not ready for them. And we delay our blessings ourselves because of our attitudes.
Truly. Truly. Wow. I mean, I'm living all of that. So I'm like just agreeing with you, like if that is the truth, and I know it. So if anybody needed advice, I know I could give it to them because I'm living it right now. So and about, like, I just sent out a text. I send out text messages of, you know, edification to the young girls at the church, and I just told them, sometimes you don't get what you want, but you get what you need. I just told you, you get what you need, and that is just enough in itself to know that you don't have anything to worry about. And 9 times out of 10, what we want is of the world anyways, or it came from a influence from the world. We want the gold, we want the glitter, we want our nails done, we want our hair done, we want this. We just can't walk around natural, you know, like the Lord made us. We want this, and we, and then it winds up depressing us and putting us in these bad attitudes because we can't have it.
That's right.
So we just gotta steadily stay in check, and you know, and the men are not exempt from this. Yes, women are emotional creatures, men, but you are not exempt from this. I know some people with some bad, bad attitudes, just negative. Me and my dad was, of course, at a chicken shack one day, and a man walked in, and it was crowded. Of course, they serve good chicken. And he walks in, and he was just negative from the first word he said to the last word that we heard come out of his mouth. It was all negative. I was like, OMG, like, how do you do that? How do you walk around like that, just unhappy? And you're older, you're mature, you're supposed to be mature and wiser and have gone through enough to not be walking around like that. But this man had to be in his 45s, 50s, and was just, you know, on something else. It was horrible. So, men, you're not exempt.
No, because men have this macho attitude of, They think they're Rambo and the world old and something, just like women, in both ways. But we're referring to the men right now. They have a macho attitude as if the world owes them something and everything has to be given to them.
Yeah.
And when you're around negativity, negativity is going to reflect you. That's why I try to stay around positive people, because I want to go somewhere in Christ. And the only way I'm going to go where God has for me is to stay around positive people that are living the life that I'm living, seeking God to go higher in Him. Because I found out from experience, even with your family, when you hang around negativity, it begins to become a weight and weigh you down. You lose your focus. It distracts you from what God has for you to do. So I just made a vow within myself. If I have to be isolated and be alone, so be it. But I would not sit among negativity.
No.
I don't have negative thoughts.
No.
I want a positive life.
Yeah. And when you feel like something's just always draining you, something is always pulling on you like a black endless hole, like every time you get that leech is just there, you got to get away from it. You got to get away from it and then spend that time praying for that issue, praying for that person, praying for those, it might be a group of people, and just praying for them. But to remove yourself from them is not a crime, I promise you. It's not a crime. It's probably one of the best things you can do, not only for you, but for them.
That's right.
So that is just wonderful. I'm going to go to another caller to see if they want to say anything or just get in on the conversation. And I'll keep your mic open. You can mute your phone though if you want to. But you know, I know you always have revelation that comes, and if you want to, you know, interact, you can. And I'm not gonna leave you guys hanging for the last hour either. I'm gonna put on a special message from the prophet, getting ready for your promise. Once we get off in the next 30 minutes. But let's go to another caller, 864-304. Your mic is hot if you have anything to say.
Hi, hello. Angel and Bertha. This is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia. Hey.
I don't really have anything to say, but I know our attitude does affect everything, so I've just in the conversation, I've seen myself in some things, so I appreciate the word that you said today.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. It's always a delight to see you guys on the air. I've really been thinking about the lady. If anybody remembers her name, I can't remember her name. That was on the air yesterday, and we were praying for her daughter and her kidney.
Shireen? Shireen Redmond Williams.
Okay. I want to make sure I get her name to Dad when I see him. You said... Okay, Shireen Reddit Williams. Okay, cool beans. Next caller, 703. Your mic is hot. Did you have anything to say? Did you want to intervene on the topic today? Hello. Maybe you mute. I'll wait a second. Maybe you're not. Okay. It's fine. If you don't have anything to say, just say, I don't have anything to say, but I don't want to leave anybody out. Sometimes we have technical difficulties, and we don't know that people are pressing one. Like yesterday, it happened a couple of times. So I just want to, again, thank everybody for being on the air with us today. I am what am I trying to say? I am very excited about the upcoming conference, the gathering in November. Don't forget to go and check it out on the website psmintl.org and register. Register now. It's going to be a great experience, a great gathering as usual, and I can't wait for it. I'm so happy for it. I get to see some of the planning committee next week in Chicago as we meet to get some of the logistics and everything finalized and together. The beautiful hotel we will be meeting at, I've stayed at it for a couple of days, and it's so wonderful. Their food is impeccable. Their customer service is wonderful. We're going to have a great time. So I just advise you to be there, be there, be there, be there. With bells on, I even think we're supposed to have like a banquet and things of that nature. So you get to dress up and all of that. It's going to be wonderful. Hallelujah. So if you need anything, go to the website or go to our Facebook page, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International, and we'll be willing to answer questions and you can ask questions, okay? I'm going to go to a song, and then I'll be right back. And this is me and Devon Murphy, Consume Us, Lord.
Somebody sing that.
Amen.
Show us your glory.
Thank you, divine. Amen. Somebody say, show us your glory, God.
Hallelujah. Speaking of glory,
that's what we was created for. Amen. His glory and not our bad attitudes. So I want to leave you with one more thing before we get out of here. The attitude is a settled way of thinking or feeling, typically reflected in a person's behavior. A position of the body or manner of carrying oneself. A position assumed for a specific purpose. When I read that definition, it just blew my mind. Like the world know what it is and we don't. It is a position for a specific purpose. What is your position? What is your purpose? What is our position and what is our purpose? Get in position and reflect your purpose. Get in position, the right position, you'll have the right attitude. And know your purpose, and you'll have the right attitude. Amen.
Yeah.
We have to redirect, reposition, and repent of this issue called a bad attitude. We need to become what God has purposed us to be, light in the world, not darkness, salt in the world, not something going after the world, not something being drowned in the world, but something that is separating itself from the world, something that is being such a bright light that it's attracting others to it. They want to get out of the darkness and they want to get out. They want to get out so bad. And they need somebody that's going to be able to direct them on the right path. So if anything, want to change your attitude because it's going to bring others to the light. It's going to bring others to the truth. It's going to bring others to the kingdom. I don't know how anybody could witness with a bad attitude. That's not happening. You can't talk about Jesus and have a bad attitude. People
Amen.
Do it, but it doesn't result in anything good. It doesn't have a good result. People do it all the time, but it doesn't have the same result as walking in love, walking in joy, walking in peace,
right.
Being the resonating chambers of God's glory, walking in the earth realm. It doesn't take the place of it and being a reflection and being a light for somebody else. Amen. All right, everybody. I just wanna thank you all for being on the air with me today. Thank you, Bertha, for always being there. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We're going to have a great time tomorrow, and I'm going to leave you with what Prophet left you with for this hour. It is a recap. I don't know if you've heard it before, but sometimes it's wonderful to hear it again. Getting ready for your promise. Getting ready for your promise. Amen. So that's what I'm going to leave you guys with, but I want to pray us out. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for your safekeeping and your protection. Even sometimes, Lord, regardless of what we're thinking, what we're saying, what we're feeling, you go beyond that and you give us what we need, even though we don't deserve it. you still are with us. And we just thank you for that today, Father. We thank you for reaching out to those that might not be on the line with us today, Father. We can't see them through the airwaves and on the internet, Lord Jesus, but we know that you know they are there and they are listening, and that maybe this was a ready word for them, Father God. Maybe this is a ready word for somebody else that's going to go back in the archives of this show. We don't know, Lord Jesus, but we know that you know, and you are the resolve for everything for our lives, Father. So we just ask now that you continue to spring forth in this day, that you continue to be the source of our strength and our health and our lives, Father God, that we trust in you even the more today, God, and we see it coming to fruition, not in our bad attitudes, but in our good attitudes, that we see you, that we see you in our attitude, Lord Jesus, that we see you in the words coming from our lips, that we see you, Lord Jesus, in the thoughts in our minds and in our hearts, Lord God. And we are diligent to guard our hearts today, Father God. We love you, and we thank you, and we don't take you for granted, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, amen. I hope you guys stay and listen, and if you can't, it's okay, but I'm going to play it for whoever stays and whoever wants to hear it, and it'll also be in the archive. This is Getting Ready for Your Promise, Prophet Shakespeare. Love you guys.
Love you.
Chapter 12 of Deuteronomy. Praise the Lamb. Right, you get their stand and honor the word of God, as we normally do. Hallelujah. Okay, do remind me to give this number out, because everybody's standing up right now. They can't write it down, but I just keep looking at it. All right, chapter 12, praise God. And we're going to read the first 12 verses. And it says these words, I've recorded there. These are the statutes and judgments which you shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it all the days that you live upon the earth. You shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which you have shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains, upon the hills, and under every green tree. And ye shall overthrow their altars, and break their pillars, and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall keep down the graven images of their gods, and destroy the names of them out of that place. Ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation, shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come. And thither you shall bring your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, heave offerings of your hand, and your vows, and your freewill offerings, and your firstlings of your herds, and of your flocks. And there shall ye eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall, look at this now, rejoice in all that ye put your hand unto, you and your households wherein the Lord thy God has blessed thee. Ye shall not do after all the things that you do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes, for ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth thee. But when ye go over Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from all your enemies around about, so that ye dwell in safety, then shall ye be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to call his name to dwell there. Thither shall ye bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithe, your heave offerings of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow unto the Lord. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God, and ye and your sons and daughters and men servants, your maid servants, and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as he has no part nor inheritance with you. Praise God. That's enough. I want to talk about today. Get ready for your promise. That's what I want to talk about today. Get ready for your promise. For those who don't have a pen and you would like to take that phone number down so you can call in, that number is area code 646-564-9818. Again, the area code is 646-564-9818, and that's for the Blog Talk live show of PSM Live, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries Live, with prophetic perspectives. And so you can call in, praise the Lord, and tap into that, and it'll be a blessing to your lives. Praise God. All right. Let me just say in these next few minutes that I have that we are in a very, very strategic and powerful season that is declared by apostles and prophets all across the known world. Praise the Lamb of God, that we are in the season of prophetic promises and prophetic manifestations. There is a buzz in the air, praise the Lamb of God. There is an anticipation and expectation of those of us, praise the Lamb of God, who are walking in the prophetic with prophetic anointings, and those of us that believe the Word of God, that we have entered into a place that I've been teaching you about, which is divine government. Praise God. Divine government means that God, praise the Lamb of God, is in sole control, that he has delegated control authority, praise the Lamb of God, in the earth realm to us that we did not have prior to the season that we're in. Brothers and sisters, and you have to understand that. Praise the Lamb of God. Just like revelation knowledge is progressive, just like the Word of God is progressively unfolding, along with that knowledge and that revelation comes, praise the Lamb of God, the potential of the power or the authority, praise the Lamb of God, that God desires for his people to operate in this season. Praise the Lamb. So now, or in the earth realm. So now, since we know this, since this is being declared, praise the Lamb of God, we must strategically place ourselves in a position that we can be the recipients, praise God, of the promises that God has ordained for our life. If we're going to receive what God has, praise the Lamb of God, for us, the prophecies and what have you, then we must understand that there is a portion that God does to fashion you and condition you, praise the Lamb of God, to be a recipient. The flip side of the coin is that there is a conditional part that you must play in order for you to be the recipient of what God has for you. It's not all laid on God, praise the Lamb of God. We want God to give us stuff without us changing. We want to be the heirs of the blessings, the heirs of the promises, the heirs of prophecies, the heirs of new land and places, promotions, possessions, and all the rest, and we want to remain the same. Praise the Lamb. Somebody said the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. It calls for transformation. It calls for a change not only in our lifestyle, but in us. Praise God. It calls for a change of mind. It causes for a change of heart, and the majority of the time it causes for a change of attitude. It causes for us to humble ourselves. Praise the Lamb of God, not only unto God, but unto those that God has given authority over us. Praise the Lamb of God. Each of us in this room have somebody in our lives that have authority over us one way or another. Praise the Lamb of God. And God, even in the workplace, has declared to us in the Word of God that we are to work in the workplace as though we are working unto Him. Praise the Lamb of God. So if you have a job, you're supposed to do the best for your employer, praise the Lamb of God, according to God, so that God can bless you and promote you even when you're employed. Are y'all with me? So this should be a roundabout. But then when it comes down to our relationship with God, it should be even a greater, praise the Lamb of God, more intense level of participation in the things of God than it is in the things of the world. Do you know if you really check yourself, you may come out to find in your evaluation, in your analysis of yourself, that you give more power, energy, mind, and of your life to the world than you give to God whom you say you love? Hello, light bulbs. That you're more faithful to your job, to school. Come on, talk to me, Kim. You're more faithful to your studies. You're more faithful to Facebook. You're more faithful to your social arenas than you are God. Some people are more faithful to a bowling league. Come on, talk to me here. Than they are to attending church. They feel that if they miss the bowling league's night, that something's going to be missing from the team. But they will miss church on a whim. They'll miss it with a sneeze. They'll miss it with a runny nose. Come on, help me here, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. But when it comes down to missing fun or missing money, then we get supernatural strength to endure through the week. We take medications and everything to hold us over to the weekend. Praise the Lamb of God. So that we can reap what we want to reap. But this is what God is saying in this season, is that we must come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of positioning ourselves to receive what God has for us. I'm going to give you a few points, and I'm out of your way. Praise the Lamb of God. Number one, praise the Lamb of God, the text that we're reading, praise God, is strategic for us. And anytime I told you at the beginning of the year that you see the number 12, pay attention. Now, this is 12:12. Praise the Lamb of God. The 12th chapter, right? And all the way down to the 12th verse God has given us for this lesson today. So we need to really wrap our minds around this and see how God dealt with the people of old and how He's dealing with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of us who are in know that we're in the dispensation of grace or the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Not too much has changed when it comes down to the characteristics that God desires for us, praise the Lamb of God, to produce. Now, there are some things that have been taken away and taken out of the way because of the new covenant, praise the Lamb of God. But when it comes down to the character of the believer, nothing has been removed, praise the Lamb of God. Are y'all listening to me? And that is just as if, praise the Lamb of God, the immutability of God. The immutability of God suggests to us that God cannot change. God does not change. He does not grow. He does not shrink. Praise the Lamb of God. He don't lose weight. He don't gain weight. His hand can't stretch no further than it can stretch. And that is unlimited. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. God does not change. When it comes down to the characteristics that He desires for the people of God to produce, it's immutable. It does not change. destroying the law. Come on, talk to me. But I've come to fulfill it, praise the Lamb of God. So when we look at this, we must look through what does not apply to us as New Testament believers, but it does apply to our characteristics. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. The first thing God demands is obedience. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're going to get the promises, the first way you need to get ready is to start walking in obedience to the word, to the will, and the way of God. There is no excuse in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. God is not taking excuses from us, praise the Lamb of God, about our walk of obedience. This obedience is rebellion. Rebellion is as witchcraft. Praise the Lamb of God. Now watch this. I'm going to bless you now. When God made these promises, Joseph, he made them to the people of God, and he said, if you obey, praise the Lamb of God, all of these observances, all of these commandments, and do that I asked you to do, then God says, praise the Lamb of God, all of these blessings shall overtake you. Right? If you obey me, he says, but if you do the wrong to me, praise the Lamb of God, then all of these curses shall overtake you. In other words, I'm going to allow you to go into the promise. I'm going to give you what I promise you. But the way the promise works in your life is up to you. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. That's why the scripture comes to us and says, rebellion is as witchcraft. In other words, when you go into the promised place, praise the Lamb of God, the promised possessions and things of this nature, the promised position, the promised promotion, and things of this nature that God has for you, when you're walking in disobedience, it all turns around on you. Praise the Lamb of God. It starts working in the reverse. Instead of being a blessing, it starts being a curse. So first thing God says is, I must have 100% of obedience out of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, we need to enter into, praise the Lamb of God, a mindset to say, I'm going to obey God. Are y'all listening to me? We need to enter into a mindset that says, or a paradigm that says, I'm going to obey God no matter what. I don't care what my neighbors do. I don't care what my friends do. I don't care what nobody in my social arena is doing. I'm going to obey God. Praise the Lamb of God. Know why? Because I want what God has promised me. I want it, and I want it bad enough that I will disengage. Praise the Lamb of God. I want it bad enough that I'll disassociate. I want it bad enough, praise the Lamb of God, that I'll displace some people and some things out of my life in order to get what God has for me. Praise God. Y'all don't want to hear this. Let me just go on and give it to you so when it backfires on you, it'll be on you and not me. Praise God. Number two, praise God, he says, I need you to observe, praise the Lamb of God, to observe some things. Number one, he says to them, he says, praise God, I don't want no altars built, praise the Lamb of God, that's not built unto me. Hello, light bulbs. Now, let's fill that in. What God is saying is, I don't want nothing that looks like an idol, that smells like an idol, that walks like an idol. Praise that talks like an idol. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God around my people. Amen. Praise the Lord, because this is what I have delivered you from. Amen. I have delivered you from, praise the Lamb of God, all of, praise the Lamb of God, the satanic and demonic activity that's in your life. Amen. So God says, I be darned if I'm going to allow you to say you belong to me, but you act like the devil. Are y'all with me? God says, I'll be darned if I'm going to allow you to participate. me. Praise the Lamb of God. God said, I'm not going to allow this type, praise the Lamb of God, of thing to be going on with my people. I want you to shun the very appearance of evil. I want you to shun the very appearance of wrong. I want you to get rid of things, praise the Lamb of God, that's in your life that's not of me. Praise God. Now, people of God, we just got to get a grip on that. Praise the Lamb of God. We must get a grip on that. I just did a lesson down in Louisiana, praise the Lamb of God, about things in the house. Pray, I guess I need to do it here too. Praise God. About things that's in the house. Praise God. There are some things that we can bring in our homes that's a curse to the house. Are you all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. There's some stuff, praise the Lamb, that the Bible tells us that we're not supposed to do and not supposed to have in our dwelling place. It cannot be a habitation for God and the devil at the same time, because they cannot occupy the same space. God and the devil don't stand in the same square at the same time. Are y'all with me? Praise the Lamb of God. So whatever it is that needs to go, it needs to go. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't care who gave it to you, how they gave it to you, how precious it seems to be. Praise the Lamb of God. How much it costs. Help me hear somebody. Praise the Lamb. It's your fault if you bought a picture of something that's ungodly and it's hanging up in your house. If you spent $10,000 for it, you just wasted your money. Praise the Lamb of God, because it's going to cause you to lose more than it costs. Praise God. God said these observances, praise the Lamb of God, and things you will obey. Praise God. When it comes down to me and relates to me, praise the Lamb, if you want to continue to be the recipient of the promises and the places and the promotions, praise the Lamb of God, that I have in store for you. Now, this is the word of God for this season. For us as believers, praise the Lamb of God. If you really want what God has for you, then you're going to have to turn your mind around, praise the Lamb of God, and take some inventory, because God is going to give you what he promised. I'm giving you a warning. You go receive it. You go get it. But it's up to you to hold on to it. Hallelujah. It's up to you. Let me put it this way. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. When the woman, praise the Lamb of God, who was barren, and Elijah came to the home, praise God, he promised the husband and the wife a son. He said, by this time next year, you're going to have a baby. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to bless you with a son. They had made him a loft in their home so when he traveled, he could come and rest. Praise the Lamb of God. While the prophet was away, the little boy injured his head. Praise the Lamb. He suffered a concussion. When by the time the father got to the boy and got him to the mother, the boy died. The mother did not tell the father. She took the boy upstairs in the loft and put him on Elijah's bed. Are y'all with me? Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. And then she told her servant, say, go get the prophet and tell him I need to see him now because something has befell the lad. When she went in, when the servant went, praise the Lamb of God, Elijah sent his servant back. And when the servant came, she said, I don't want you. I want the man of God, praise the Lamb of God, that made this promise. Now listen to me good. Praise the Lamb of God. When the man went back, when Elijah came to see the woman, praise the Lamb of God, he tells the woman that I came because you have done all that God had commanded you. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. So even though it looked like greater lamp. So, therefore, you can see what happens when you really respond positive to what God is telling you. What you do is you put a demand on God. Praise the Lamb of God. And you put insurance on your possession. Praise the Lamb, or on your promise when you continue to do what God tells you to do. Let's move on. Praise God. Thank you. You got that one. Praise the Lamb of God. Then God tells them, he says, listen. He said, I want you to walk in obedience. Praise the Lamb of God. Right? He says, I want you to observe all these things. Right? And then he says, now I got to lay down some ordinance. Praise the Lamb of God that I want. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. When God lays down the ordinances, what the ordinances really consist of is worship.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. How God chooses to be worshipped. Praise the Lamb of God. Now this may sound simple to us. Praise the Lamb of God. But if you read the chapter prior, chapter 11, praise the Lamb of God, you will see that God told them, you're not going to worship me any kind of way. You're not going to worship me the way you want to worship me. But you're going to worship me the way I desire to be worshipped. Praise the Lamb of God. I think that's just proper. Praise the Lamb of God when it comes down to our relationship with God. I just think it's proper for us, praise the Lord, to ask God, what is it you want? Rather than us just giving God what we want him to have. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Worship him any kind of way we want to worship him and want him to be satisfied with it. Without ever looking at the way God wants to be worshipped.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. How does God want to be worshipped? Praise the Lamb of God. I think it's just vitally important to us, brothers and sisters. I think it's so important, praise God, for us to really know the worship pattern and process of God that we won't violate the ordinance of worship until it's worth us studying. It's worth us really getting into, because we New Testament-minded people think we can worship God any way we want to. Praise the Lamb of God. Any way we want to. Praise God. And it really is offensive to God. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. It's really offensive to God, praise the Lamb of God, in some of the ways we worship God. Now watch this. Watch this. Praise the Lamb of God. If I'm worshiping God and I'm in the house of God ministering before the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm wearing something that desecrates the worship, God has the right to reject my worship. Now this goes all the way back. Watch this now. This goes all the way back to Genesis. This ain't something prophet been conjured up. Praise the Lamb of God. When you look at the worship of Cain and Abel, Cain came and worshiped God and gave him whatever he wanted to give him. His brother came, Abel, and worshiped God in the order that God wanted to be worshiped and gave him his best. And the Bible said God rejected Cain's offering, which means God don't have to accept your little feeble worship. God don't have to accept, praise the Lamb of God, anything you think that you want to give him, and you don't want to give him what he asked for. Praise the Lamb. Now, maybe we'll go back and read it when you get home. But in the verses, in these 12 verses, he repeated twice, praise the Lamb of God. He repeated twice a part of the worship that was about giving. Come on, talk to me. Y'all got quiet on this. See, that's the part you missed. That's why you say amen. You don't want to see that part. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As long as it's about receiving, you willing to see that part. Praise the God. But when it comes down to giving, come on, talk to me. Then that's when the issues start coming. when it comes down to what we're supposed to give God, praise the Lamb of God. But God, he named all of these offerings off, which many of them do not pertain to us, due to the fact, praise the Lamb of God, number one, Jesus paid the price, praise the Lamb of God, for the majority of offerings, praise the Lamb of God. Then, the second thing is, we're not harvesting land, praise the Lamb of God. So it's not necessary for us to bring meal offerings. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all know I'm right about that now. You ain't gonna come here with no sack of meal. Praise the Lamb of God that's sitting in the church. Praise God. So our currency is different. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen?
Amen.
Our currency is different. And since our currency is different, and our way of life is different in this capitalist society we live in, we all understand, praise the Lamb of God, that the tithe and the offering, praise God. Now watch this. Watch this. If really you looked at the scripture I read, praise God, there's more offerings than there is tithe. Okay, I think I said something right there. There's more offering than there is tithes. Praise the Lamb of God. Read for yourself. Praise God. So therefore, wait a minute, we're talking about the character of it now. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Therefore, our lives and lifestyle should be more about benevolence. Praise the Lamb of God. Than it is, praise the Lord, about an ordinance, praise God, to give in our worship. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. Offerings should be a way of life for us. Y'all quiet on this. Praise the Lamb of God. If Jesus didn't abolish it, praise the Lamb of God, then it takes on, praise the Lamb of God, a brand new dispensation, but the character of it is still the same. The principle of it is still the same. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm not talking about bringing offerings, just all these offerings into the house of God, into the church. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm talking about offerings, praise the Lamb of God, that in your services and things when you leave the house of God.
Right.
Praise the Lamb. There's stuff that God told them to do for the house of God.
Amen.
Then there's stuff God told them to do in their offering so that the poor, the widows, and things of those nature could be taken care of. Hello, life bulbs. And since we don't do that anymore, praise the Lamb of God, then we should have a benevolent spirit when we run into it. Because God still demands an offering for it. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why Jesus said, he said, you know what? When the judgment comes, there's going to be a lot of people, praise God, that's going to be insulted by my Father because you didn't visit the poor. Help me hear somebody. Praise God. You did go to the prisons. You didn't see about the widows and the orphans. Praise the Lamb. Oh, okay, y'all mind quiet about this part of it. Because we've been duped, praise the Lamb of God, bamboozled into believing that all we're supposed to do is go to church. And then it stops here. Praise the Lamb. But your life becomes an offering. Praise the Lamb of God. See, and this is the training ground. Israel was a demonstration of training in the Bible. Praise the Lamb. When Jesus comes, he said, I come to fulfill this. Praise the Lamb of God. So now, if I have the Spirit of God, then I should have a spirit of benevolence. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. I should have a spirit of giving. Praise the Lamb of God. At giving time, I should be the first one jumping up to give. Y'all don't like this. Praise the Lamb of God. And get me again. I'm not just talking about up in the church.
Right.
I'm talking about your neighbor who don't have.
Amen.
Hello, life folks. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm talking about people who you can assist and help and you don't.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. And you still think tells them, we got 3 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. God tells them, he says, this is what I want to do. He says, I want you to do this. He says, I want you to observe this. I want you to be obedient. And I want these ordinances fulfilled. He said, if you do this, watch what he says now. He says, if you do this, praise God, I'm going to cause you to rejoice in everything you put your hand to.
Amen.
It's right there. I didn't write that. Amen. It's right there, right? Praise the Lamb of God. God says, you're going to have praise services when you're not in the temple. Hello, light bulb. You're going to be able to be happy, praise the Lamb of God, and rejoice about everything you put your hands to.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb. God, wait. Don't run with that. God says, if you do these three things, praise the Lamb of God, if you do these three things in the spirit of love, the love of God, the love of mankind, and the love of yourself. If you do these three things, everything you put your hand to, I'm going to make you happy about it.
Amen.
God says, you're not going to have success and happiness. I'm going to cause you to have success and happiness in whatever you put your hand to. But remember now, we're in the book of Deuteronomy. So therefore, if you don't do this, what you put your hands to is going to be a curse to you.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to work in the reverse. Praise the Lamb of God, because you have a selfish attitude. And your selfish attitude, praise the Lamb of God, is even selfishness with the God who wakes you up every morning.
Right.
It's selfish with the God who gives you help. It's selfish with the God who opened doors for you. It's selfish with the God who gives you favor.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. And until we come to that place, brothers and sisters, that we can, watch this, surrender the self, we can't be the recipients of the promises.
Amen.
I believe in my heart and soul that something is always left off that we really could be participating in, praise the Lamb of God, when we leave off a bit of what God has requested us.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I believe God withholds something from us, praise the Lamb of God, because he sees that we're still not ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. By actions, is supposed to mirror Jesus. Praise the Lamb. And this is what God does take up. He says, you don't have to die. Praise God. I take that part off of you. You don't have to give your life, praise God, to nobody but me.
Amen.
This is what God says. Praise the Lamb of God. But you know what we do? We give our life to people. Instead of then giving our lives to God, we pledge our lives to people. But we don't pledge our lives to God. And then people are the ones that break our heart. Hello, life folks. I used to say this all the time, praise the Lamb of God, and I've been saying it recently. I love people through God. I love him first. That's why no matter what happens in my life with people, I'm not going to have a breakdown. I'm not going to break down about a person. I'm not going to break down about nobody who come or go out of my life. It may bother me a little bit, but I ain't breaking down. Can't, because I still got him. Because people can come and go. Hallelujah. But I will never want to lose him. Are y'all with me? Praise the Lamb of God. So God has given us a powerful lesson today if we receive it and walk in. Why do we forget so easily who we are, what we are, what we're supposed to be about in given situations and circumstances? Praise the Lamb of God. Why is our hand so withdrawn to help and so fast to hurt? Why is our mouth so slow to say, I love you, but quick to say, I can't stand you? Why don't we capture our thoughts, arrest them, and bring them back before they leave the chambers of our mouths? Pull them back and say, Lord, I'm sorry that that thought even went through my mind, because I know I can't send it through your spirit. Come on, talk to me if people don't. Can't send that thought about Steve through your spirit. Because if I really got you here, then when I think of Steve, I think of the love of Jesus Christ in his life. The same love that you shows me. Come on, talk to me here, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. And then we are always in a place where we can be a recipient of the blessings of God, of the promises of God. Praise the Lamb of God. For the promotions, wow, that God has for us. Half of our time is spent thinking about people. The other half is thinking about ourselves. God get 10%. If Jesus said man ought to always pray and not faint, he must have did a lot of talking to God while he was on the planet. Wow. Anytime Jesus was up all night, it said he was in the mountains praying all night. He wasn't up flicking a remote, spending time with people, changing DVDs, texting. Come on, talk to me. All night long, texting. And in the morning, ain't got nothing to show for the text, but a bill. Foolishness. And having spent no time with God. But in the morning, we want God to wake us up. Then we got to call on him like he opened Africa somewhere. Lord, please come. Lord, please move. Hallelujah. When he's a very present help. Help me here, somebody. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, y'all listen to me. I don't know why, but I'm really happier now than I ever been in my life. You know why I'm happy? Because I'm seeing the fruits of my labor. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm happy now because I see the things I'm putting my hand to, God is blessing them. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm watching God do stuff that I know is superimposed. That I can do this. I couldn't wrap this around like that. I couldn't make this happen. I couldn't open this door for myself. God is doing it. God is doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People just walking up to me and putting checks in my hand. I ain't prophesied to them or nothing. The Lord just told me to give you this man of God. It's blowing my mind what God is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen to me, people of God. When you reposition this, you're going to reposition your life. Are you listening to me? Praise the Lamb. When you put this on God, praise the Lamb of God, God's going to put his on you. When you promote God, God's going to promote you. It's just really that simple. I believe when you observe God, he's going to observe you. When you obey God and you ask God for something, God obeys you. Hallelujah. When you start worshiping God, spirit and in truth, then God does not become fearful of sharing his glory with you. Because he knows the glory that he gives you, you're going to give it back to him. You're not going to gloat in the glory. I think I said something right now. You're not going to gloat in the glory. Praise the Lamb of God. It's time out pointing fingers at people. They ain't right over here. They ain't doing it right over there. They ain't doing it right over there. When you point the finger, you step in more wrong than they need. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Point the finger like this. And then point it like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you do that, your finger's going to become an antenna. And you're going to tap in to go. Praise the Lamb of God. And then he's going to order your steps. Hallelujah. You're going to watch him make things, conditions, and things right for you so that you can go forward. Praise the Lamb of God. Are y'all with me? And they ain't talking about you got to walk around with a Bible and chain and gold cross on your neck day and night. Talking about Jesus this and Jesus that. That kind of shows you kind of, you know, over the top. You ain't got to do that. You ain't got to speak in tongues everywhere you go. Praise the Lamb of God. But live by the principles of Jesus Christ that he taught. That these are the principles of the kingdom. This is the way you're supposed to be. This is the way you're supposed to act. This is the way you're supposed to govern yourself. These are the things you should be involved in. This is the stuff you shouldn't be involved in. It's right there in the book. Praise the Lamb of God. And once we start doing that, it's going to turn around. It's going to turn around. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you today. Praise the doors of the church is open. There's somebody here that needs to give their life to Christ. Praise God. Jesus died for you so that you can have eternal life, so that you can have all that God has for you. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I promise you, when you come on Sundays, if you see Prophet walk in, know I'm going to have something for you. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to enrich your life. Know when I stand up here, I'm going to have something from you, from the Holy Spirit, that he has given me to enrich your life.